This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Keep you updated. We've gotten to the period of the ball game where Joe Espada / Dana Brown has seen his offense fight back as Paredes and Dubon hit home runs in the bottom of or the top of the eighth inning. And, of course, naturally, he goes to get Chuck Whitley to come out here try to get this thing back to a 1-1 game in the ninth. And Chuck Whitley has walked two batters in a row here, and now with one out, he's got runners on first and second.
I'm a real boy.
So we'll keep an eye and let you know and tell you what Chuck does in this next inning.
What made you go with Chuck?
His name is Charles Forrest Whitley.
Okay. I asked.
You didn't know it was a Charles?
Just one
Charles
to answer.
Forrest, baby. Chuck, mm-hmm. Chuck Whitley. Chuck struck him out here.
Chucky.
Chuck struck him out. Chuck with the necklace wedding ring around his neck goes with that number.
Yeah, he's got the band on there. Let wifey know. Keep wifey close to his heart while he's out there trying to do his best work.
Yep. Now he's getting to face the best hitter for.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Mm.
And then Chuck Whitley just gave him a 3-run bomb.
Off the black monster.
I mean, I didn't get out. Facing their best hitter before that ball was driven straight away center field. And once a 5-4 game, as they fought through it. Let's correct me if I'm wrong. Brian Abreu did not pitch yesterday. I just want to make sure.
Pretty sure he didn't.
Remember, because they stayed away from their big guys. And it was Ort, and it was, I can't remember who else it was. But he did
Oker.
Not. And yeah.
And one more, somebody else.
The big guys didn't pitch.
It was Dubin.
Interesting decision there. Diaz, their best hitter, goes up there and feels like he's put the game away. 8-4 now. 8-4. Chuck Whitley walked two and now has given up a bomb.
Well, this is not good.
It is not. And I mean, I was hoping that was just a fly ball, but judging by how confident he was, you know what he looked like after he made that swing?
Who's that?
You know when Tiger hits a ball that is in the fairway and how he likes it and how he sits up there and holds it and kind of spins the
little twirl.
That's what Diaz seemed to do when he hit that thing. Just held
it sucks to suck.
So 8-4 as the Astros had fought back to get within one and now they trail by four. So we'll keep you updated there as this thing continues on. All right, Clint, this is official. We've been talking about this the last couple of days, and it is now.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Voted on. The tush push, the brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it, has not been banned. It will continue to be in play, and the Eagles and the Bills and all the teams that have done it, the Ravens, they will continue to be able to do that. The Packers tried to put this in for a vote. They needed, Clint, 24 votes, and they were too short. They got 22 votes. Here are the teams that voted against banning it. The Eagles, of course, the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, the Jags, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans. The Texans, by the way, voted to ban it, according to the 10 that didn't vote to ban it. So that is where we stand. I didn't think it would get banned this year. Another year, at least, where that tush push is going to be in play for teams, especially the Eagles to use.
Yeah, survives and advances, man. The tush push is still a thing, man. Look, I think there's a couple things here. I'm shocked that 22 teams said they wanted to ban it, given how the Packers actually worded the proposal to change the rule. Like I said before, it's to me the way that this thing, which is obviously not the case because 22 teams felt confident enough to go ahead and ban it either way it goes. But my thought was the proposal being worded in a way of basically no offensive player can aid the ball carrier in any pushing way or pulling way at all. I mean, I think that is a strong, aggressive move to try to stop the tush push, right? I think if there was something more tush push specific where it's, you know, within 2 seconds of the snap of the ball, you can't, you know, that first 1 or 2 seconds, you can't contact the ball carrier and push them, you know, something along those lines that would address the tush push specifically. But all ball carriers and all assisting of those ball carriers, I think that really made it tough for it to pass this time. But 22 teams say, yeah, we will ban it. It's a lot closer than I thought, Ron. Given that verbiage, it's a lot closer than I thought personally.
And I'm not surprised. Most of them, if you look at it, most of them are AFC teams. Man, a lot of these NFC teams get it up out of there. The Cowboys sure voted to ban it. The Commanders voted to ban it. The Giants voted to ban it.
What's your point?
Outside of the Eagles, the Lions and the Saints. The Saints aren't a surprise because their head coach was the OC last year for the Eagles. Those are the only two teams in the NFC. When I'm looking at it being this close, Clint, I do think that this may be the last year. I do think if it's not the last year, I think eventually teams may actually – It could go either way. I could see them getting close here and teams doing it, or we could really see playing a lot of other teams potentially taking advantage of it and saying, all right, we're actually going to really give resources and try to work it. Like,
well, the interesting thing, Ron, is like we've still got teams, a good chunk of teams in the league that can't run a damn quarterback sneak on third and short. I mean, they don't, whether it's the lack of physicality in practice, the inability.
Did y'all practice that?
Well, yeah. I mean, we didn't practice. I mean, you practiced it in scrimmage situations. You practiced it in live situations, sure, but not enough to say you truly practiced it. I mean, if it just happened to come up in an 11-on-11 drill where you were even just thudding, you could steal quarterback sneak and they would blow it. They'd blow it dead before I got hit or before the quarterback got hit. So yeah, you practiced it, but not enough to say, hey man, we worked our ass off on this. Like, it's clear that the Eagles, I mean, it's a big part of their preparation. I'd be willing to bet you, maybe not now because they're so experienced with it, but I'd be willing to bet you that there is a period dedicated throughout training camp, probably on a daily basis, to teach any new players or refresh the old players of exactly how they're going to execute the brotherly shove or this tush push. And it's blatantly obvious, like, there's teams still that, for whatever reason, I mean, they can't simply just get a damn a yard on a quarterback sneak. It's hit or miss whether they can get that done. So, you know, where I was going with that is it'll be interesting this year to see how many teams literally implement that into and start working on it more now that you know it's going to be a thing for the foreseeable future. Now, like you said, they could and probably will vote on it again next year. But right now, you mentioned, why wouldn't Seattle have Jalen Milroe in there on third and one or third and two?
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, he's strong as an ox, not quite like Jalen, but he's strong as an ox. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, easy, especially if you can do it. They didn't even outlaw. You can't even push the quarterback immediately.
Right.
All of it. Still live. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll keep you updated here on what's happening out in Tampa with the Astros as Chuck Whitley was not able to complete the eighth inning. He just got pulled, and the Astros are still looking to get out of that inning, but we'll keep you updated on that. And we'll move to the Texans and their defense. And the particular part of the defense that maybe has overtaken the D-line as the best part of this defense. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.